Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's great to check in once again with Barb Myers with Christmas in the Village that's coming up this weekend. Barb, it's good to see you.
Thanks. It's good to see you as well.
Barb, we've got a big weekend coming up.
It is, and the weather is not looking great.
No, it's still early days. It's still the weekend's still to come.
That's true.
So what's going on? It's Christmas in the Village.
So lots of things happening this day. It started out as a combination of businesses coming together, but we also tie it in with our local Santa Claus parade that the Shakespeare Men's Club put on. That's at 1. Then you can visit with Santa and get your picture taken at the school. The Perth East Rec Committee has crafts and activities and stuff for the kids at the school as well. And meanwhile, for adults and shoppers, there's sort of a treasure hunt through the village. Maps for all the businesses. If you collect stickers in each business, then you are eligible for a draw for gift baskets of donated items from all the businesses.
Perfect. And this has been an annual tradition.
This is the first.
Is this the first one?
This is the first one, yeah.
On this kind of scale. Yeah. Like, we've had the parade before.
Parade has been a number of years, but this is the first year that the businesses have come together to do something. So it's kind of neat. Everybody's coming together. COVID, we can get together again, which is kind of cool.
Well, exactly. So a lot's happening in Shakespeare, and Shakespeare Brewing Company also a part of the fun?
Part of the fun. Lots of things happening there. They have a petting zoo set up outside. Not sure what's all kinds of animals, but I know there will be a llama.
Okay.
And then at the day ends there as well. From 5 to 7, there'll be bonfires, s'mores, food, drink, that sort of thing outside, which will kind of be neat too for the community to get together there as well.
Okay, so again, now this is the first annual Christmas in the Village in Shakespeare. So obviously the response from the community and from the businesses has been great for this heading into the weekend.
It has been. All of the retail locations are involved. They'll all have specials and promotions for the day. But also the big industry-type businesses have all gotten behind it as well. They've made financial contributions that have supported the petting zoo. We have some live music that'll be happening. The advertising, any of that sort of stuff, has all been supported by the larger businesses. So it has truly been a community effort, which is kind of neat too.
And what's the best way to get details? Of course, we'll share it on our social media, but what's the best way to get maybe some more information about it?
Any of our Facebook pages, all of the businesses involved have been sharing. If you look up Christmas in the Village, the chocolate manufacturer has been sharing, the brewing company, the Carver Kings. There's another one too. I don't know if you remember HGTV's The Carver Kings.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They now live in Shakespeare.
Okay.
They will be doing live carvings throughout the day. They have a 9-foot grizzly bear in their lot. It is super cool. And they have also been sharing like tours of their property and stuff too. So that'll be interesting as well.
It's going to be a big day for Saturday and the parade as well.
Parade starts at 1 at the Optimist Hall. Travels along the streets to the south of 7 and 8 Highway because we can't cross the highway. And then ends at the Optimist Hall as well.
All right. So much going on. Be a part of it. Check it out. And Christmas in the Village in Shakespeare. We'll share all of the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Barb Myers with the details. Barb, is there anything else we left off or we'll just see you Saturday?
Oh, we also have local vendors, like Christmas craft type vendors as well, set up around town as well. They'll be here and there, so you'll have to find them as you wander the streets.
Perfect. Lots happening. Barb Myers with all the details. Thanks, Barb, and wish you a great day on Saturday. We'll cross our fingers for at least snowy weather.
Thank you very much. Okay, thanks.